You ask, ye shall receive.
What
am I talking about? We have joining us the state senator in the Plymouth Norfolk district. We have Patrick O'Connor joining us. Senator, what are you doing on this Labor Day?
Kevin, how's it going? Just enjoying some R&R. We actually had phone banking at the campaign headquarters today with the election coming up on this Thursday. So we still were actively campaigning, but we took it was more relaxed.
So you weren't out there kind of along the coast, kind of seeing what's going on with a post tropical storm Hermine.
We're monitoring it obviously with the weather service. We're constantly on guard, trying to figure out what will come of this. But we were out today in Weymouth and throughout the district doing some campaign work. But obviously we can see it just looking out the window, the wind that's out there, and we're hoping for all the best.
Talk to me about the situation with this particular race, because there is a conversation that's ongoing that you should have an opponent, but yet your opponent is looking to sue the state to be an independent in the race in a large capacity in November. Are you still kind of going to be on guard come September 8th, this Thursday, and watching the numbers?
We're doing everything that we did last time. We take any opponents, whether or not they want to be on the ballot or want to are suing the Secretary of State to get off. We look at this as, on September 8th, there's an opportunity for individuals to go out to vote for us, to give us a vote of confidence of what we've been able to do over the past 3.5 months on Beacon Hill, work for them, deliver record local aid for the district, come back with over $1 million in money for projects throughout the district. And I believe that on September 8th, it's an opportunity for us to go out there and hold signs and really talk to voters and tell them, that we really want this seat no matter what. And it's a crazy election cycle for sure, especially in the Plymouth and Norfolk, coming off of, what was a pretty interesting special election. So there really hasn't been a lot of rest for the voters of the Plymouth and Norfolk district as far as this goes, especially those in Hingham Hall, Cohasset, and North Scituate, who are also facing with the sort of abrupt resignation of Garrett Bradley, that they have a really interesting write-in situation going on there.
Yeah, what's your thoughts? I mean, looking at another race like that, and seeing that there's so many suitors for that race, it'll be interesting come this Thursday. And, of course, hopefully folks will be tuned in to 959 WATD with Christine James, as we will have all your election results. But are you watching that race and kind of wondering what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time in 16 years that seat's opened up. And I think that it's a good opportunity for somebody to go in there from one of the towns and to continue to provide the same level of representation that Garrett did, because being up there for 8.5 years with former Senator Hedlund, and the very brief time I had to experience sharing 3.5 communities with him as the state senator, I mean, that he is a very hard worker, and he really delivered for the district and was able to rise up the ranks in as far as leadership goes in the Massachusetts House of Representatives pretty quickly. So, the South Shore is definitely losing a huge advocate in Garrett Bradley, but now it's an opportunity for somebody new to come up, and I look forward to working with whoever that person is and trying to make, to make the South Shore a better place to live, work, and raise a family, because, we need it. The budget, although the economy looking, face value, it looks very good. There's still some indicators of a slowing in our state's economy and the global economy as well. So there's a lot of things that we need to do and we need to work on. And I look forward to continuing to make the case to the voters, both this Thursday as well as over the next 8 weeks from there, that we're the best candidate to go up there and continue to provide the representation that this district deserves.
You've been a busy guy in regards to, and maybe voters don't realize it, besides being someone who was engaged in the special election to fill, he's now Mayor Bob Hedlund, but the open state Senate seat. But you also are somebody who is the town council in the town of Weymouth, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, you fill that. You are a part of that government body. And here you are, you're seeking re-election. How has it been? It seems like, again, do you have time for yourself? Do you feel that you're on top of your game? That you've had your cardio is good. It has been good enough as a candidate that you're going to be okay for the next 8 weeks.
Absolutely. I mean, when you figure in the reelection campaign that I waged last November for my seat as a councilor at large in Weymouth, it'll be five elections that I've run in a 12-month cycle. So it's definitely unusual, but I knew what I was getting into when Bob won and I signed up for this, and I think that this deserves it. I think that this seat, after 21 years of being under Bob's leadership, really deserves somebody to go out there and run four times in order to get it. This is a great group of individuals that I've been able to meet throughout the district. There's so much civic engagement, as you can see, and I absolutely love my job. I wake up every single morning, and I love being able to go out there and present checks for a town, for a project they've been trying to get off the ground for 4 or 5 years, or go up to Beacon Hill and advocate and be the voice and the vote for the people of the South Shore. I absolutely love my job, and that's why, it doesn't seem like, although on paper it looks like a lot, and it probably has been, it doesn't feel like it because I love what I do, and I love going out there every single day and meeting the great people of this district.
Again, we're speaking with State Senator Patrick O'Connor. He is our guest for the next couple of minutes. So looking at what it's been like for you for the past couple of weeks, I mean, I equate it to like the NFL. This has been like your preseason, and come September 9th, it's game on. Every game is going to count. Every week is going to count when you're out there talking to folks, having forums. What have you gathered for information in regards to issues that you're willing to talk about come time?
You know, I've with everything going on in the national picture, you know, you see a lot of politics and you see a lot of rhetoric. I've always tried to make what we do in my office and how I operate about results and about public service, and it has been for the 11 years since I've first got elected to serve my hometown, and now have the honor and privilege of serving the entire South Shore. So I think that that's the main component that I'm going to bring to this, that, you know, we can just always calm down from the rhetoric that's going on nationally and look just generally over the past 3.5 months what we've been able to do. I always said that the best way to prove my worth as the state senator is being the state senator, and that's why, you know, we kind of kicked off our campaign a little later and things like that, was because we wanted to focus on the things that we were able to accomplish, and we were able to accomplish a lot. You know, record local aid for the district as far as school, police, and fire, record local aid brought back to the communities. We passed an energy bill. We passed reform to Uber and other transportation carriers. We were able to pass an economic development bill, which we were able to secure over $500,000 for the district in projects. We were able to pass a municipal modernization bill that will make communities, basically cut the red tape on a lot of circumstances. And coming from the municipal field into the state legislature, I saw firsthand how this is going to greatly impact our communities. And I've been able to actually write legislation that we were able to get passed and signed into law. Now, these are the things that we'll be talking about on the campaign trail, because these are the things I think are important. And the experience that I was able to gain, both in the municipal level as well as working on Beacon Hill for the better part of the last decade, has really let us jump in head first and get to work on behalf of the people.
Senator, anything you want to say in closing? We thank you again for joining us on this Labor Day. Or maybe you want to, just kind of wish to get the voters out to the polls come September 8th.
Yeah, no, I really encourage people to go out on September 8th. It's a very unusual day for a Thursday to be on, to have an election on a Thursday, but it's incredibly important. There's not much to vote on in a lot of these towns, but in Hingham, in Hull, in North Scituate, in Cohasset, they're going to vote on who the two, final people are going to be on the Democrat and Republican side for who the next state representative is going to be. So it's an incredibly important election. And I ask for everyone's vote, humbly ask for your vote to continue to be your voice on Beacon Hill, because I believe that there's still a lot that we need to accomplish. And I think there's so much potential, as far as getting a lot of these projects off the ground and a lot of things that we'll be able to accomplish. So I'm really loving what I do, and I want to definitely continue.
And quickly, if folks are listening and they want to find out more information about your campaign or get involved, your website.
Sure. So ConnorForSenate.com, and we're on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media platforms. So just type us into Google and you should be able to find us. And I appreciate all the help. It really means a lot to me to have such an outpouring of support from people from all the 8 towns of the district. And Kevin, I appreciate talking to you, and happy Labor Day.
You got it. We'll look forward to talking to you more after September 8th.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You got it. We are going to just step aside for half a moment. And when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.